We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
I mean, it wouldn't be Friday if we didn't come out of the box at the Funky Buddha Happy Hour playing this song.
Our favorite.
But thankfully, it's ending because I don't want to embarrass myself on Radio Row here from Los Angeles. What? I think the people from SB Nation Radio just left because I shouted so loud I ruined their broadcast.
It's okay.
But you can't help it.
What's going on over here?
You can't help it when this song is on. You can't help it.
You know what? Let them hear it.
It's over.
Give them some headphones. They'll know. They'll understand after that. Fire. This song, fire.
I let out one, what? And they ran from their broadcast table. 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. I'm live in Los Angeles for the Errol Spence Jr. Sean Porter fight. Thanks to Fox Pay-Per-View for setting it up. I do want to get to the Miami Dolphins. What? The song is still going?
Amigo.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hall of Fame boxer Jerry Cooney has just left Radio Row. I scared him. Never been scared in the ring his entire life. He just ran out.
He's a big old dude, too.
He is a big old fella. But it just takes over me.
Oh,
this song takes over, you know?
Hey, song's contagious.
Anyway, you got the Spence Porter pay-per-view tomorrow night, and you can get it now. You can watch it on the Fox Sports app as well. But I do want to get to the injury report on this Friday. What? There's more? They were just bringing in a tray of In-N-Out burgers for everyone, and they left.
They just don't understand.
Unfunny Lewis apologizing to SB Nation Radio for ruining their broadcast.
You sent him?
Getting dirty looks from everybody. Oh, my goodness. All right, let me get to the injury report. We're having fun here on a Friday. I'm in Los Angeles. Crowder's in Miami. And we have had a what? Solana, how long is this mix?
I think we can go till tomorrow at around this time.
What time would that be here in L.A.?
2 p.m. tomorrow.
All right, let's get to the injury report and the headlines and stuff. Today is a football Friday, and Vince Beagle from the Miami Dolphins, he is going to join us momentarily. I'm not even kidding you. Weird looks. Man.
Should get weird looks.
Lewis, am I lying, man? Weird looks. Like
we've lost all respect over here. It's over. They might not invite us back.
Yeah, like Tracy from Fox, she's looking at me like, what is going on?
There's a good chance we're not going to the fight tomorrow.
I know. I think I just may have cost us some tickets for the actual fight.
You're messing up with all Tracy. Right. That's our hookup.
What am I? I know. That's what they call that, the plug.
That's the plug.
Yeah. Pusha T or Kenny G?
Go ask Tracy that. Get him back. She'll enjoy those questions.
Let me do the injury report on this Football Friday. The injury update brought to you by University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute, now at the Lennar Foundation Medical Center in Coral Gables. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. Just looking at the Dolphins injury report here. Alan Hearns didn't practice. We know he's in the concussion protocol. The cornerback Jamal Wiltz, he did not practice. He is out. Those listed as questionable for Sunday: Jesse Davis, Trent Harris, Rashad Jones, Bobby McCain, and Albert Wilson. Although Albert Wilson did have limited practices Wednesday, Thursday, and today. So there you go. There's your injury report brought to you by University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute, now at the Lennar Foundation Medical Center in Coral Gables. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. You You know what I remember? Solana from last week. Didn't Dan Day do a big production of things that happened that week during the Hockman and Crowder show?
Yes, he did, and we will have that as well. Do you want to do it now?
Do we have it?
I can have it.
What? We're running out of show here, buddy. I mean, when exactly were you going to debut it? This is when we did it last week.
I believe it's in our show sheet, so, I mean, we can have that ready immediately.
Well, then, no better time than the present. So Dan Day, who runs our affiliate relations down the line on the Hockman and Crowder simulcast extravaganza, he puts together a little montage, if you will, of everything that we learned during the week, right? So these are all the highlights from Hockman and Crowder throughout the week. Although I missed Wednesday's show. Is there any Alex Dono who filled in for me on Wednesday? Is there any Alex Dono included in this?
You will hear a little bit of a little Dono for sure.
All right. I'm checking the show sheet. There's nothing there on the show sheet about this.
You have to look, really. It's there. You have to just look for it.
The
you know?
Boy
where
lies.
Where would I find that?
The
boy lies. Where would I find that, Adam Gase?
Just keep looking, and you'll find it. Trust me.
Maybe I'm looking. I'm just, is there an actual spot that I could find that, Coach Gase?
Yeah, it's on page 7, article 6.
All right. Have I vamped enough? Did you put the sound in?
No, I've had the sound the whole time. We can do
this. No, you haven't. No, you have not. All right, here we go. This is from Dan Day. This is a look back on the Hockman and Crowder week that was.
Hockman.
Crowder pleasers.
I'm 49. I'm going to be 50 in November. I'm balding. I'm very out of shape. I ate a big bucket load of chili for lunch yesterday. And I've never played football in my life. Could you turn me into a fullback?
There's a highlight.
But we're going to broadcast it to the world.
And click.
What a crowd pleaser.
I think my original celebrity crush, DJ Tanner.
There's Donna.
Who?
Delicioso.
Pluto was a planet, and it's no longer a planet. It's kind of a planet. I don't know. I'm still trying to figure out anything about Uranus.
Highlight.
I dated a girl in college from Cincinnati, and she was big into the Skyline Chili, and now she's just big.
Uh-oh. Now that's a crowd pleaser. Hockman highlight. Ooh, in Crowder crowd pleaser. Hi.
Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
I'm pleased.
That is excellent. Uh-oh. Now we've been, Lewis has a very sour look on his face. Unfunny, Lewis, what's the problem?
You know what? I'm working my last hour here on the protest. I was not on the last whatever you guys did there.
Montage.
That's what they call it.
Solana, can you respond to that? Lewis has had 2 days' worth of contributions to the program.
This is not right.
Should have been pointing at me more, man. Should have been pointing
at me
nothing.
More. He's got nothing. He's got absolutely. You're learning very quickly that when you're thinking about Solana, you just go, he's got nothing.
I'm pointing at you right now.
We've been trying to get a microphone working for Dan Day in our affiliate studio. Is that functioning, Solana?
It is not, but I'm going to see if Dan Day can call in.
We got an email.
See about that now?
Yeah.
2020.
I'm pointing at him right now. I'm pointing at him.
Let's get to headlines here with Alejandro Solana before we move on this Football Friday.
Headlines are brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. The Miami Dolphins will host the Los Angeles Chargers this upcoming Sunday at Hard Rock Stadium. Kickoff is at 1 p.m. You can hear the game on 560 The Joe WQAM. The Dolphins still a 15-point underdog heading into Sunday.
Uh-oh.
Y'all ain't worth a damn.
Jimmy Butler was introduced to the Miami Heat. We played some sound of his earlier. You didn't hear this, but here is the new Miami Heat forward talking about what makes the city of Miami unique.
You can learn a lot about the city, and what makes this city so unique and so special are the people. So as you see me in the community, as you see me out at a restaurant, like, I want to talk. I'll probably talk more than you want to talk. So, yeah, come on up. Let's do it.
He did say, though, that his Spanish wasn't great. But he obviously playing dominoes. He talked about that. plays double sixes, Crowder. Only double sixes on the domino table.
Don't they go to nines? People go to nine?
Yeah, you can
I don't
play
like
double
that,
nines,
man.
Yeah.
I don't like the double nine. And you know what?
What about Kenny G or Pusha T? Anyone ask him that?
Jimmy's lying. Because ain't no way. If I get out-talked, that means he's going to get out-talked. He's not going to out-talk these fans. Jimmy's going to figure that out. These South Florida fans are very passionate.
They got a lot to say.
Boy, I'm telling them, are you going to talk more than them? Yeah, bull butter.
What else you got, Solana?
I know I said this in the last sports update, but I thought it was very important that Eagles cornerback Avante Maddox, according to the Eagles, has movement in all extremities. He was the corner who went down yesterday in the the Packers game.
Okay, I'm the insensitive one on the show. Are people really concerned with him?
No, we hit the over, and that was okay. That was really the pressing concern.
Like, yeah, man. Like, I just
I just did that for the laugh. But
no,
yes, people are concerned.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, it's a national story. What happened to the guy last night?
I
bro,
am.
Y'all are lying.
No. I don't think it's a national story. It's a national story. But I think sports fans watched the game last night. Yeah, I think people. I was curious how he was.
I guarantee you. I think people don't even know his name.
Weren't Dolphins fans concerned about Allen Hurns when he went down last week?
We didn't hear any calls. I didn't see any texts about him.
Oh, I disagree with that. I think you're
okay.
I think you're being argumentative there. I think people were concerned.
Honestly, right now, you. What's his name again? I don't even know the man's name. What's his name?
Avante Maddox.
Yeah, nobody knows. Nobody's worried about him. It's football. I guess. Right. I'm just the insensitivity of football got to me. But yeah, I just gotta ask.
All right, it's insensitivity, Solana.
It wasn't even me. I didn't say that.
He wrote it down.
I know,
for
but
me.
he's just been hanging around you so long that he said unsensitivity, and I had to correct him. But I know it's your influence on him. Do you have anything else? Anything else, Solana?
Yeah, and finally, the Miami Marlins begin their final series of the season. First pitch is at 7 p.m. in Philadelphia against the Phillies.
All right, that's a way to bring down the Funky Buddha happy hour and Marlins talk. Weather?
Weather's brought to you by Hialeah Park. Right now in SoFla, it is partly cloudy, 85 degrees currently. Tonight's low will drop to 79. Unfunny Lewis, how's the weather out there in L.A.?
I looked outside. Looks beautiful. No rain.
All right, weather's brought to you by Hialeah Park. You can visit HialeahPark.com for more information. Now, let's head out to our affiliate arm, Dan Day.
Dan,
hey guys,
are you there? Yeah, great.
Yeah,
how's
right here,
are things
Unfunny
in the
Lewis,
studio?
I'm sorry.
Why? What happened with Unfunny Lewis? Oh, that's right. He didn't put you in the montage. Yeah, what do you want to say to Dan Day?
Maybe next time, buddy.
Maybe next time, buddy.
Thanks for letting me off the hook.
All right, you let him off the hook there. Dan Day, always nice and timely when he makes an appearance 7 minutes after we play his montage that wasn't in the system when we wanted to play it anyway. Thank you, Dan.
Hey, thanks for running a tight ship, guys. Appreciate it.
Yes, can you turn your radio down next time?
Second week in a row.
It really is good. That montage is really good.
Yeah.
It actually makes our show sound better than it is.
What happened?
I think our show would be better instead of taking all the stations papa and having us on two radio stations 4 hours a day. Like, I actually think our show would be better in like a 45 second little capsule.
I think
really that's the way to go.
We're gonna go to montage format.
I think that might be the way to go. anything else, Solana? Did you give the weather sponsor?
Yeah, I gave the weather sponsor.
All right. In the next segment, because today's a football Friday, and on Fridays, we always have a Miami Dolphin join us. And week one, it was Sam McGuavin. And week two, it was Christian Wilkins.
Yep.
And last week, it was Walt Akins. And in the next segment, it's going to be the new Dolphins linebacker, Vince Beagle. He came to us, if you remember, in the Kiko Alonso trade. So we will do our Football Friday with our Dolphins guest, Vince Beagle, Dolphins linebacker. That's going to be in the next segment.
And Football Friday, I'm excited to tell you about a new football league, the National Gridiron League. It's indoor football. There are 12 teams throughout the United States in Eastern and Western Conference. Places like Pennsylvania, Mississippi, Texas, Atlanta, Virginia, Arkansas, Kansas, they're all over the place. Then the inaugural season will begin March 2020. Minicamp starts January 2020, and the season will run through August. And in August, there will be the Gridiron Bowl in Biloxi, Mississippi, between the best team from the East and best team from the West. This league will provide the opportunity for players and coaches to show off their skills, advance to higher levels of competition, finding all the untapped talent. Somebody slipped through the cracks, and in a major league format, alternative to the NFL and NCAA, it's during the offseason, so you can still have some football. The NGL has signed about 300 players already, ranging talent from Division I five-star recruits to high school graduates with no college experience. If you are 18 and older and can ball out, you can play in the NGL. The upcoming player symposium and player tryouts information is at www.nationalgridiron.com/tryouts. Learn about the league, contract structure, league rules, league and team tryout dates, www.nationalgridiron.com/tryouts. And they also have national and regional sponsorship opportunities available right now. NGL will be heavily involved in the community and the cities they are in. They're going to focus on health, education, and youth sports. I am proud to be a part of the NGL, and I tell you, people have come up to me for years while I was in Florida, while I was with the Dolphins, just while I was playing football, and they always told me about the guys that snuck through the cracks, their cousins or their nephews that can play ball, didn't get the grades, something happened, got in a little trouble here or there, and just messed up that opportunity, or still have that ability to play and never had that opportunity to go out there and show their skills to anybody. You have the National Gridiron League right now to take advantage of. I'm excited to be a part of it, and y'all, please go to www.nationalgridiron.com/tryouts for all your information.
The Gridiron Talk continues on this Football Friday. Vince Beagle, Dolphins linebacker, he is next on Hockman and Crowder. We are live on this Football Friday, and I know it's not just our music that we're playing in the background because I'm in Los Angeles. I am here for the Spence Porter fight, which will be tomorrow night at the Staples Center. I'm here courtesy of our friends at Fox Pay-Per-View, and weigh-ins are going on, and revelry, and the Radio Row here in Los Angeles is packed. And then we've got Crowder back in the studios in Miami. And because it's a Football Friday, we're going to talk to one of our Dolphins friends here. We're going to go out to the Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores guest line, where they are truly steps beyond convenience. The Dolphins, by the way, before I bring on Vince Beagle, the Dolphins are hosting the Los Angeles Chargers at Hard Rock Stadium Sunday. You could check out the South Plaza pregame for the Family Fun Zone and Food Truck Alley, and save some time after the game to hit up the Fifth Quarter Lounge for the postgame festivities. Fans can visit Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the Dolphins and Hard Rock Stadium, or Dolphins.com to purchase single-game tickets. And it's all powered by South Florida Ford. To learn more about becoming a member of the Dolphins and guarantee the best ticket price and location, call 1-888-FINSTICKS or visit Dolphins.com. And Vince Beagle, Dolphins linebacker, is with us. Came here about a month ago in the trade for Kiko Alonso. Hello, Vince.
Guys, how's it going?
Very good. Now, I want to start here, and again, you know, I'm in Los Angeles. You hear some noise in the background. It's just a lot of boxing fun going on. Are you a boxing fan at all?
You know what? I'm a UFC boxing fan. You know, I'm kind of a sports guy, sports overall in general. A big sports fan. Enjoy going to events, and definitely UFC and boxing part of that.
All right, very cool. Yeah. So there's going to be a big fight tomorrow at the Staples Center, welterweight unification bout. How surprising was it to you when you got traded to the Dolphins? Because I'm assuming that late, that close to the beginning of season, you're probably imagining that you're going to be playing for New Orleans this season, and then the trade happens, I think, at the beginning of this month, if I'm not mistaken. How did you react to all that?
Yeah, that's how it all went down. You know, final cuts are on the 31st. Of August, so made the team in New Orleans. Was looking forward to the season. Had a great training camp. Had a great preseason. And then that Sunday, you know, I was sitting at home with the wife. We're about to go to church, and all of a sudden I got a phone call for Mickey, who is the general manager of the New Orleans Saints, letting me know that I got traded to the Miami Dolphins. And, you know, when it's that close to this, you know, when your mindset is, as a football player, your full mindset is, you know, with the New Orleans Saints, you know, what's your role there? You know, how are you going to play? You know the playbook, you know the players, you know the coaches. So, you know, there's a, you know, familiarity and a comfortableness with that. And when you get traded, it's like a whole whirlwind. It's stuff like having to find new places to live, moving your family, you know, obviously learning new coaches, all new teammates, all new playbook. And, you know, those are all the different stresses that you go through while you're traded. But, you know, for me, when I got traded to Miami, it was an amazing opportunity for me because this is a young team and I'm a player who's going my third year, you know, relatively young. And, you know, it was an amazing opportunity for me to be able to get playing time. Because with the Saints, they had a veteran team. You know, we had probably one of the oldest linebacking groups in the NFL with the Saints. You know, we have probably one of the most veteran team with the Saints last year. So being able to come on with the Miami Dolphins with a young team and be able to kind of be a leader and be a positive influence in the locker room and help this team was huge.
And that difference with playing with a veteran team, New Orleans is extremely veteran. You were in Green Bay before that, and, you know, Aaron Rodgers, they have some OGs there. Talk about the difference in playing with a bunch of, you know, 22 to 26-year-olds other than having, you know, a dozen 30-plus-year-old guys on your team.
Right. I mean, that's huge. I mean, you know, with the New Orleans Saints and with the Green Bay Packers, they were a veteran team. You know, really looked up to guys like Clay Matthews, really took me under my wing my rookie year. And, you know, guys last year, you know, DeMario Davis, A.J. Klein, you got obviously Drew Brees. You know, there's just a ton of veteran guys who I've been able to learn from my years in the NFL so far. So, you know, for me, I'm thankful for that because I've been able to take, you know, leadership qualities and things that they've done as a pro that help them make them great and being able to put that in my game. And for me, it's like being able to come to the Miami Dolphins and be that positive influence in the locker room, that hardworking guy on the field, and being able to be a pro through and through.
Vince Beagle, Dolphins linebacker, is with us. It's a Football Friday. I'm in Los Angeles on Radio Row for the Spence Porter pay-per-view tomorrow night from the Staples Center. Crowder is back in the studio in Miami. Vince Beagle, Dolphins linebacker. How are the guys on the team keeping it together? Is the mood okay? I mean, you're 0-3. You're getting blown out by historically large numbers. Like, what's the mood going into Game 4?
I'm telling you guys, the scores do not replicate what the game is. If you break down the film, the games are a lot closer than what the score is showing. And from game one to two to three, you've seen steady improvements from game to game. And I think a lot of people got to understand, too, is we have not only is it kind of a whole new group of guys, but also when week one came around, there was 20 guys who are new to the team. And I think as the year continues to progress, we'll continue to get better and better as our communication will improve and, you know, guys become more comfortable with each other, understanding roles. But the morale of the team has been great from the coaching standpoint, you know, starting from the head coach all the way down. You know, our mindset has not changed. You know, we're all about getting better every single week and continue to improve. And you know, the wins and will come with that.
And Vince, I Wikipedia stalked you, so I know some stuff about you. you were named after Vince Lombardi. Is that true?
That's correct.
Did you have to play football like your name at the Vince Lombardi? Could you tell your parents, I want to pursue a dental career or I like soccer? Like, was there anything other than football that you could do?
You know what? I grew up in a football family. My dad played college football at BYU. You know, he was one of the all-time, you know, great linebackers there. My uncle played college football at BYU. My grandfather coached in college, played college football, and is actually in the National High School Hall of Fame for head coaches. So, you know, football has always been in the picture for me, and I've been blessed enough to have great mentors like my dad, my grandfather, people along the way who helped guide me and direct me, and obviously been blessed enough to stay healthy and have a great career so far. But you know what? Football has always been in the picture for me, and and I really wouldn't want it any way. When I was a kid, I grew up dreaming playing in the NFL, and I've been blessed enough to be able to do that.
Were you allowed to cry? Like, so much testosterone around you. Were you allowed to cry as a kid?
My dad was tough on us. I'm not going to lie. I grew up on a cranberry marsh, so we sell our berries to Ocean Spray. So, you know, next time you guys are drinking some more Ocean Spray cranberry juice, there's a chance it could be coming from our place. But, you know, my dad was always, you know, hardworking on us, but also was a great mentor to us, not just as a football player, but also as a father, how to conduct himself as a husband and a person for me. So, you know, I've been blessed enough to have great role models who've, you know, helped guide me and direct me where I need to go.
Vince Beagle is with us, Dolphins linebacker. You grew up in Wisconsin. Wow, things are going off here on the radio row in Los Angeles. That scared the hell out of me.
Sounds like a party. Music.
There is a party going on out here, and it ain't cranberry juice, Vince.
Maybe some mixer.
Yeah, you know what? Maybe there is some cranberry juice out here. No, but you grew up in Wisconsin. You went to college at Wisconsin. And by the way, your Wisconsin Badgers have not been kind to my Miami Hurricanes, but it's a whole other story. But then you got drafted by the Green Bay Packers, and then you had your stop in New Orleans. But now you're here in South Florida. Like, how do you wrap your head around how different South Florida is from Wisconsin?
You know what? It's been an interesting journey. When I got drafted, you know, first pick in the fourth round by the Green Bay Packers, and you know, it was like a dream come true. It was like a Wisconsin dream, if you will, right? Grew up in Wisconsin, play at the University of Wisconsin, and you get drafted by the Packers. But you know, it was a whole new coaching staff came in there in Green Bay, and new general manager, and I got released in Green Bay, and then picked up by the New Orleans Saints, and played the whole year there. And you know, it was really important for me to, believe it or not, to kind of get out of Wisconsin, because I grew up there. I played all football in my whole entire life in Wisconsin. And you know, that was the first time in my career, in my life, where I wasn't playing football, wasn't living in Wisconsin anymore. So, you know, it was kind of a blessing because I was able to get back to just playing football again. And I had one of my best years playing, you know, from a fun standpoint, from a growth standpoint, last year in New Orleans, and then got traded, obviously, for Kiko to Miami. So, you know, did I ever expect to be on three different teams in my third year in the NFL? No, but I wouldn't want it any other way, because, you know, I've grown, you know, mentally, I've grown spiritually, I've grown, you know, so many different things, growing closer to my wife. You know, there's been so many great things that I've picked up and learned from on those three different teams that I've been on so far that have helped me, you know, make me into the player I am today.
And Vince, you know, you hear everybody's story, like what they come from, and they were, you know, working hard to get out of their situation. Were you working to leave the cranberry marsh? Like, at some point in your life, did you say, I don't want to go out here and pick these damn berries anymore?
You know what? It doesn't matter where you come from. There's always traps. I always say that. You know what I mean? I don't care, you know, where you grew up or what the situation was. There's always traps. But you know what? For me, the growing up on the cranberry marsh was a great childhood. Obviously, there was times where it was tough and hardworking. But for me, it was always a dream of mine to play in the NFL. I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with working on the marsh, because one day, you know, potentially I would love to go back and potentially work on it. But for me, I wanted to get to the NFL and to be able to provide, you know, a great generational wealth for my family and provide a great opportunity for, you know, just experiencing life. You know what I mean? You meet so many great people. You guys both know you meet so many great people along this journey. So, you know, it's always been a passion of mine. I love the game of football. It's been a huge part of my life, and I think it always will be. But, you know, I'm enjoying the ride right now. It's been a heck of one.
Vince Beagle is with us, Dolphins linebacker. Do you have a favorite restaurant in South Florida yet? Let's get to know you a little bit, because you're new to the team.
I'll be honest, you guys. So I got here September 1st. The only place I think I've really eaten out so far has been Panera and Chick-fil-A. Otherwise, I've been eating every single food at training table. I basically, from sun up to sundown, at the facility, go home, sleep, kiss the baby, kiss the wife, back to the facility, And that's been like every single day. So, shoot, I'm trying to think. Is there a good restaurant I've been to so far? I can't even put a finger on one yet, you guys. But we'll check back in a few months. I'll show up with you guys.
Panera's got that great tomato soup. Don't sleep on the tomato soup at Panera.
Soup.
Yeah, don't sleep on the tomato soup. What about favorite movie? Favorite movie of all time, Vince Beagle.
I got two favorite movies. It's The Gladiator and Braveheart. Two of my all-time classic favorites. Those are, two all-time classics.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense, right? You're named after Vince Lombardi. You're growing up on a farm. It's like that makes all the sense in the world. Like, it's not going to be The Notebook, right?
Man's man.
Yeah, man's man. Last concert that you've seen.
Last concert I've seen. We were just at my wife and I, this last off season, we were at a Blake Shelton concert over in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So over at Summerfest, Blake Shelton is a heck of a performer. It was a great country concert that I recommend to everybody.
TV show that you love. What's your favorite TV show?
Oh, man. We're a big Netflix. We enjoy our Netflix. We've been on The Office binge lately because they're kicking The Office off of Netflix. So we'll be trying to get as much Office in as possible. We enjoy Office. Another TV show that we like was Westworld. We watched Westworld for a little bit over on HBO. Kind of getting weird now, so we kind of veered off that. Have you guys ever seen, like, Narcos, the Narcos series on Netflix?
I haven't seen it. I haven't seen it. People rave about it.
Yeah, big drug supporter.
What?
Drug movies. What are y'all talking about? I was talking about the drug movies. I like all that stuff.
I'm not a big drug guy, but that is a great, great Narcos on Netflix. Highly recommend it as well.
And Vince, now, man, I got to just call you out, man. Panera, Netflix, and at the facility, bro. You got to live a little bit, man. Take your wife to South Beach, bro. Do something.
We've been to South Beach before. We stayed at the, I think it's called the One Hotel. Is that right?
Yes.
We stayed there. Awesome spot. We've been to South. We visited South Beach, but, we're still getting settled into our house. We're kind of getting all the furniture situated, getting the baby settled. We just had our daughter this off season. She's just turned 5 months old. So, you know what? We haven't been living too much because we're just trying to get our feet under us. New parents, new city, so many new things. But once we get settled in, I'm sure we'll live a little.
I'll babysit for you.
don't let that happen. If you remember his last statement, his last statement before that was, "I support drugs." So if you're Vince Beagle, if you're gonna be around with the Dolphins for a long time, Vince, you can't call it the South Beach. Just gotta call it South Beach.
That sounds good, you guys. Hope to make it a long career here, man. I appreciate you guys.
We hope so too, Vince Beagle. Thank you for joining us. Good luck on Sunday.
Hey, thanks again, guys, for having me on.
Vince Beagle, Dolphins linebacker. Again, Dolphins are hosting the Chargers at Hard Rock Stadium Sunday. Check out the South Plaza pregame for the Family Fun Zone and Food Truck Alley, and save some time after the game to hit up the Fifth Quarter Lounge for post-game festivities. You can visit Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the Dolphins and Hard Rock Stadium, or dolphins.com. to purchase single-game tickets for the game powered by South Florida Ford, and to learn more about becoming a member of the Miami Dolphins and guarantee the best ticket price and location, call 1-888-FINS-TIX or visit dolphins.com. Let's take a quick break here because there's a party going on in L.A. and I'm missing it. So we'll take a quick break and we'll come back with more on Hockman and Crowder. Love this song because that means it's the final segment on a Friday. I'm live in Los Angeles for the Errol Spence Jr. Sean Porter fight. Thanks to Fox Pay-Per-View for setting it up. Again, it's champion versus champion when Errol the Truth Spence Jr. takes on Showtime Sean Porter in a world championship unification bout at the Staples Center tomorrow night. And it's available. You can order it now live on pay-per-view and will be available on the Fox Sports app as well. 5 o'clock hour on Hockman and Crowder, presented by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. We love the Funky Buddha happy hour. Someone had texted in the show, because we always start the 5 o'clock hour with our famous song, and someone texted in, wanted to know from Solana what was the name of the song. He told them, and the response was, "Bless you, Alejandro. That song makes the Friday drive amazing." So bless you, Alejandro, for making the Friday drive amazing.
You're welcome. Muchas gracias. De nada.
Look at that. Yeah. How about that? Very exciting.
You know, Luis, both Spanish words.
Luis de la Costa, my friend Luis, Unfunny Luis.
I'm still here.
He has been here with me both days in Los Angeles, and you should follow him on Instagram because that is his pay for being here as my on-site producer. I didn't pay him. He just came out as my friend. He picked me up at the airport. He lives in L.A., obviously, and you know, taking me out to where are we going for dinner tonight? Where's the area?
Somewhere in Studio City.
Studio City. I mean, we're doing it L.A. style, but you should all follow him, Luis de la Costa, on Instagram because that would be good pay for him for helping out these last couple of days. And he really has been, for me out here, a lifesaver. It's L-O-U-I-S de la Costa, C-O-S-T-A. Do you have anything funny on the way out, Luis?
No, I just want to say thank you for allowing me to be part of this radio extravaganza for the last couple of days. And to Crowder, let's go fishing soon, buddy. I'm ready for another fishing trip.
Come on down anytime, bro. You know where I'm at. Just give me a date. I'll set it up.
And Solana, buddy, keep trying and know this.
There you go. He wrote this down.
Noted.
My man.
Summer is winding down. So are the prices at Deal Volvo. They're making room for the incoming 2020 models. Take advantage and get great deals on all remaining 2019 models. For something roomy, check out the 2019 XC60. That's Edmund's best family small luxury SUV. Or the 2019 XC90, the most awarded luxury SUV of the century. Deal's been selling Volvo models for 30 years on Bird Road, just off US 1. It's right near the U. They're all ready for immediate delivery and discounted with great leases and low finance rates. Serving South Florida for over 30 years with the same owner, same location, same low prices. Great selection, well over 25,000 Volvos sold. They've got a great service department, most of all the best prices. You can keep your family safe in a new Deal Volvo with the biggest savings of the year. For the best prices and service, visit Deal Volvo, where it's all about the D-E-E-L. They honestly will take great care of you if you're car shopping this weekend. US 1 and Bird Road, right near the U. Call 305-444-2222 or visit DealVolvoCars.com. Somebody texts in, is Luis Cuban? No, he is Puerto Rican, right?
Yes, I am.
Puerto Rican and proud. What's that Puerto Boricua. Rican food?
Mofongo.
Yeah. Mofongo.
Now that's delicious.
Yeah, man. Do we have time? Crowder, would you like to hear the montage that Dan Day put together one more time? Do we have time for that?
Oh, Swan? Hell yeah. That's great.
Oh, you want this? Hold on. Let me. No, I'm just joking. Yeah, we're ready. We're ready for
it. Let's play this one more time. Dan Day, who manages our radio affiliates across the way, he has put together a montage. He does this every Friday of the greatest moments from the week that was on Hockman and Crowder.
Hockman.
Hard.
Crowder, crowd pleasers.
I'm 49. I'm going to be 50 in November. I'm balding. I'm very out of shape. I ate a big bucket load of chili for lunch yesterday. And I've never played football in my life. Could you turn me into a fullback?
There's a highlight.
But we're going to broadcast it to the world.
And click.
What a crowd pleaser.
I think my original celebrity crush, DJ Tanner.
That's Dono.
delicioso.
Pluto was a planet, and it's no longer a planet. It's kind of a planet. I don't know. I'm still trying to figure out anything about Uranus.
Highlight.
I dated a girl in college from Cincinnati, and she was big into the Skyline Chili, and now she's just big.
Now that's eso es un Hawkman highlight. Ooh, un crowd pleaser. Ay.
Dust in the wind.
My favorite.
All we are is dust in the wind.
I'm pleased.
Oh. Strong performance by Dan Day there. Great job by him. Lewis, very upset that, because really you've been with me for two out of the 5 days.
Yeah,
so that's a good 50% of the week.
Something like that. At least 46%.
All right. There you go. It's an excellent job out of everybody. And honestly, thank you, Fox Pay-Per-View, because they've treated us so nicely here in Los Angeles. And Lewis and I will be going to the fight tomorrow night at the Staples Center. Should be a fun fight. Earl, somebody texted in, Hawk says Earl funny. It's Errol. That's why it may sound, if you don't know his name and it sounds like I'm saying Errol, it's because his name is Errol. It's E-R-R-O-L. Errol Spence. And Sean Porter tomorrow at the Staples Center. Definitely looking forward to that. And thank you, Solana, for holding things down back in the studios in Miami. I will leave you with this reminder that because it's football season and there's a lot of football going on this weekend, you're going to want to make Dave & Buster's in Hollywood your football watching headquarters. Check this out. Now, on top of the dozens of flat screen and projection TVs that are already out there, Dave & Buster's now has a 42-foot TV. You heard that right. Imagine watching football on a 42-foot screen. That is football heaven. So for every Miami game, I know college, there's no game this weekend for Miami, but there is a game on Sunday. You got to be at Dave & Buster's in Hollywood. Their happy hour is awesome, by the way. Cocktails are half price Monday through Friday. It's happy hour 4 till 7 p.m., so you still got about an hour to get out there. Sunday through Thursday, late night happy hour, 10 p.m. until close. They've got unbelievable specials for football season on NFL football Sundays, Mondays, and Thursdays. All you can eat wings with a power card. It's just a great place to watch football. It's Dave & Buster's in Hollywood between Sterling and Sheridan, just east of I-95 in the Oakwood Plaza. Dave & Buster's, eat, play, drink, watch. That is going to do it for us. Crowder, you survived 2 days alone with Solana?
Yeah, man, I made it. I took some heavy drugs, but I made it.
He took, like, lithium.
Bro, I was sprinting out of here during breaks to get away from this studio.
We've had a listener, trying to see who it was, Miami Barracuda. He is one of our better Photoshoppers. He made an unfunny Lewis funny meter, and it started with not funny. It went to meh funny. Pretty funny and very funny. And according to Miami Barracuda, Lewis is up to very funny on the funny meter.
My man.
My man.
Oh, look at that. The celebratory sound has made an appearance for Lewis's sense of humor. All right. That does it for us. Loaded potato of a football Friday. Vince Beagle from the Dolphins was excellent. Jimmy Lennon Jr., the legendary ring announcer, he stopped by and talked with us. Jamie Eisenberg, CBS Sports. Ira Winderman was on with us. Lee Sterling, professional sports handicapper. It was genuinely a loaded potato. All the interviews are available on our podcast. I recommend you go to the App Store. Look up the radio.com app. Download it, and then search Hockman and Crowder. Subscribe to our podcast to get all the interviews, all the bits, all the fun and revelry, and we would appreciate it. And it's all free, obviously, so download that radio.com app. Thank you, Lewis. Nice job, Solana. We will speak with you el lunes.
My man.
Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.